Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The clinic aims to provide transgender children and teens with comprehensive health care, including mental health resources. Are you going to treat them for their gender dysphoria? And are you going to inform their parents that it's a disease, it's a sickness? It's not something to parade about and celebrate. You know, I know people that have children that have some of the most hideous forms of brain cancers known to man. Sometimes the kids have to have parts of their skull cut off so that surgeons can go in and try and do the best they can to remove tumors. I've yet to see one of them appear on the outside of the clinic where the tumor was removed with a t-shirt proclaiming the joy that my child suffers from a brain blastoma. Oh, ain't it grand? I can't wait for your kid to suffer from it. Woo! Everybody join in the suffering. And of course, the fad and the propaganda, which has been so effective, is now creating them. Now, I have a question, though. This is when I was thinking about this. Let me ask the... you know what? I throw this out for phone calls, but it's a Mike Church show. what a novel idea. So, via Twitter, email, and the chat room will have to suffice. How many people think... Let me phrase this correctly. We should have a poll up on the website. Do you think, how is the transgender diagnosis made at home? Is it made by the parent or parents, the popularity seeking whores, social media popularity seeking whores that they are, because they see sickness or they see the gender dysphoria and they act upon it, or is it made by the children? In other words, does the kid say to the parent in earnestness and without remorse, I want to change my sex? Or does the parent see, and this happens all the time, does the parent see a girl acting like a tomboy or a boy, maybe putting a pair of high-heeled shoes on and walking around? He doesn't know that those are high-heeled shoes. To him, those are just shoes that look different from the other shoes. But hey, let's not confuse the facts here. And then the parents saying, hey, my kid's a tranny. Let's have a party. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. 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 Can't wait to get on the social media and tell everyone. What an awesome day. In which order do you think that happens? I submit to you that it is the social media popularity-seeking whores, child abusers, calling themselves parents, who make the initiative. who proclaim the kid. Oh, look at little Mike. Oh, she's going to be so cute as Madison. It's the parents. Now, it wasn't very long ago, this would be called child abuse. But today, it makes you a superstar on Facebook. It makes you a superstar on certain television networks. You might even get Parent of the Year Award. And all the while, the kids bear the brunt of the adults' failure to come to terms with reality and the truth. What's the truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. What's the reality? Your kid was born a female or a male. What's the other reality? Less than 1% of all cases of gender confusion are actual gender dysphoria, meaning there is an actual mental disease there or a mental deficiency that is at work. In other words, it's a choice.